Hello, my dear listeners. Welcome to Aurovel Radio. This is your host, Sai Priya. Today, we have the pleasure to have Inderjit Kaur, a consultant midwife from Fernandez Hospital in Hyderabad. Welcome you, ma'am. Along with her, we have another special guest with us, Ulrike. Welcome you, Ulrike. How are you? And is it your first time in Aurovel, Inderjit?
I'm very well, thank you. And yes, it's my first time in Auroville. It's really exciting to be here.
So you are really excited.
Yes, it's an amazing place, an amazing atmosphere, and it's very peaceful coming from Hyderabad.
That's great. So could you speak a little bit about your background, your study?
Sure. I was actually born in Singapore and I went to the United Kingdom to study my nursing. And that was in a very British town in Yorkshire. And my growing up and my adult life started in Britain. When I completed my nurse training, I did my midwifery in Guy's and St. Thomas's Hospital in London. So I've had all my nursing and midwifery training in the United Kingdom, and my formative years have been in the United Kingdom, and I've worked there for 27 years. And an opportunity came up to come to India, and that was my first time coming to India, when I was invited by Dr. Avita Fernandez to speak in an obstetric conference about midwifery. So that was, wow. I mean, most of the obstetricians in India do not know what a midwife is. So at that time, when I was invited to speak, it was the start of a journey for me. I volunteered for about 3 to 4 years, and I came on a sabbatical to India in 2017, and I'm still here. So that's the journey, and I was offered a job as a director of midwifery then in Fernandez. And we are working on embedding professional midwifery in India and also training not just midwifery, but midwifery educators that can take the training forward.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So what is the status quo of midwife education and practice and of independent midwifery in India?
India at the moment, the government of India is behind the program. The guideline of strengthening midwifery in India was endorsed in 2018, which is a very formative move, because that shows that there is commitment towards a midwifery program that's separate to training. Because until this program started, a nurse would qualify, and she did her 3 years training. At the end of it, she would be called a nurse and a midwife. And we know midwifery is so specialized that you need a separate training for it. So it's great that the government now has realized the importance of what women deserve during childbirth, and mothers need that respect and care and compassion. And that's where midwifery would plug in. And in India, maternal mortality is still very high. Mm-hmm. And if you look at countries that have invested in professional midwifery training, they've brought their maternal mortality down. Countries like Sri Lanka have brought the maternal mortality down. And in India, having three digits still as a rate, it's still high. And that's where professional midwifery can also help bring down not just maternal mortality, but also unindicated rising cesarean sections, which is a huge public health issue.
So we have heard of a workshop about the art of midwifery intended partially for the kids and partially for adults, which is happening tomorrow, November 20th at 10 a.m. in Sanjana community. Would you like to present it and speak something more about it with us? Also, we would like to hear from Ulrike.
How exciting, Ulrike, because I think it's something for me to speak to children on that subject. I think it's very powerful because it needs to start as early as possible.
Yes, my thought was definitely to exactly that, to start as early as possible and to ingrain it into those beings. For the girls, one thing, to be conscious of their body, but for the boys also to take up their responsibility and their awareness of the girls, of the women later. So I think this is very, very important. And I'm not sure which age group we will meet tomorrow. It could be small children, it could also be teenagers. So, yes, I'm really looking forward to that. And we'll, yes, surprise. And we'll, of course, introduce also the profession of midwifery, which also in this generation is still not so well known. And a midwife to me is a really, it's like a dear sister, you know, like a, someone really close to you in a very, very decisive moment in a woman's life, in an initiative moment. So the importance of midwifery is important for the individual as well as for the world. It's not limited to just an individual. The questions we have raised for the session later, which will be mainly for the adults, when the kids can have their snacks and maybe do some drawings, or I have beautiful drawings of uterus and of babies and all these things, are mainly individual so far. We'll see what comes up from the women that are there. But we could answer questions like about the prenatal connection of mother and baby. How does this develop? How is this enforced? And or how is this supported? And of course, also about the rituals of preparation for birth in a traditional and also in a modern way. And since I understand that Indy brought her hip, her pelvis model with her, we can speak about this amazing phenomenon of lock and key, like that the hip of the mother, the pelvis of the mother is the lock and the baby is the key. So they really are so much together in birth. And this is one of the images that is great for women to have, to realize that we are built to birth. You know, our bodies are made for this on all levels. And through the history of water birth, that was my reflection. One could go ahead and look at it, how it might take a future movement, you know, after once we've managed all this cesarean birth, which is already a big step currently. But then it goes on, you know, it goes on to really make birth a beautiful experience for the mothers and not just a necessity on the way to get children. So I'm looking forward to.
You're so right, because you might have some women that may share their birth experiences as well. Women's voices are very powerful, and women would probably share, you know, when they've had their babies, if they've had it. Because unfortunately in India, a lot of practice still limits women to follow her body's natural instinct, to move around. It's a very instinctual thing, and we need to support women to birth as, you know, and she can do it. But as healthcare professionals, if we start putting fears and if we start translating any, you know, any doubt to women, then they start thinking, oh, maybe I can't do it. I think the preparation, as Ulrike says, is it's so important, because like anything else, if you're prepared, knowledge is power. Then the whole process, it's not as frightening. Unfortunately, you hear more of scary stories than nice stories. True. And tomorrow we're going to talk about nice stories and nice experiences, because they do happen.
Yes, yes, more and more.
Yes.
So it's really interesting to know that you're also including the kids in this workshop. So why do you think it is more important to have kids in this conversation?
A lot of children, I mean, I'm sure we're going to be asked about the birds and bees, but I'm going to let Ulrike answer that. But I think these conversations are natural conversations. And I think childbirth should also be celebrated. It's not something that shouldn't be spoken about. And I think in India, that needs to change as well. These conversations need to happen as early as possible, so the males can also see the important part they play and how important it is, the respect a woman deserves, because we are still going through a lot of traditional cultural barriers in India, where the woman is almost still seen as a second-class citizen, and midwives are seen as uneducated and untrained. And the phenomenon is changing, because if you have a trained professional midwife, you don't need as many doctors. If you look at the number of births in India, the midwives can look after mothers who are healthy, and then the doctors can look after mothers who need them. And we know the research says that if you have midwives, your chances of a normal birth increases, and you have positive birth experiences and less babies being admitted into the neonatal unit. So that's a no-brainer.
Thank you. So what is your approach to tradition versus contemporaneity?
Tradition has worked in India. In fact, I take my hats off to all the traditional birth attendants out there who have been supporting women in the remote villages where there's no access, because I've recently visited a village in Telangana, and for a woman to get access, she had to walk 2 kilometers on not even a road. And I know that the government of India has invested a lot in the 108 ambulances. So the traditional birth attendants have played a huge role. And now we are at the stage that we need to get this training to a professional level. Some traditions are good, because when I first came to India, I had my midwives asking the mothers, you know, do you have an Indian toilet or do you have a Western toilet? And then I quickly realized that not everything from the West, because an Indian toilet is much better because she squats down, and that's the sort of position you would enjoy in labor to make it easier. So I am for some traditions.
That's great. So, you guys have any other messages to leave now regarding your workshop? More details about your workshop?
Well, the love, to spread the love for birth. This was my main intention in creating that workshop.
And I agree. And the environment where a mother births is so important, because she needs that privacy. She needs that space to feel safe. Then she'll release her natural endorphins, because if she's scared, she's going to produce adrenaline. And all of this impacts on labor and birth.
Yes, for oxytocin, for the hormone of love.
Exactly. We want to induce the hormone of love, which is oxytocin.
Okay, great. Then shall we repeat the invitation to the workshop? Saturday, 20th November, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., first part for kids, second part for adults.
Perfect. Look forward to seeing you there.
In Sanjana, yes.
Thank you.
We are very eager to have your workshop. Thank you so much for coming here. So with this, we conclude this interview. Bye-bye.